if you're wondering why Wi-Fi has become such a problem, Jim Salter has written a fabulous article. He's a network engineer, and they published it in Ars Technica. It's called 802.11D. What? A deep dive into why Wi-Fi kind of sucks. It does. We all know it. But what happened? It was great, right? It was working so well. I think the best analogy he uses is it's like you're in a bar. And when we first went into the bar, it was just you and me, and we could talk like this in a normal voice. But then more people came in, and more people came in, and it got kind of noisy. So we raised our voices, and they raised their voices. Pretty soon it got really noisy, and we still couldn't hear everybody because we were shouting as loud as we can, but it was so noisy. Well, Wi-Fi is kind of like that. When we first got our Wi-Fi, we were the only people in the area that had it. But as more people got it, what happened is marketers, the companies that made the Wi-Fi access points, turned up the volume. They said, here's how we solve it. And you might be one of those people that went out and bought these very sketchy Linksys was selling them. A lot of them were selling them with super Wi-Fi, super MIMO, super duper, that really were very powerful. They were so loud that they actually and took all the channels out of the they used every channel that your neighbor's Wi-Fi cratered. You didn't know. You didn't care because your Wi-Fi was great. Well, guess what? Many of your neighbors are using those now. Your Wi-Fi is cratered because everybody's shouting at the top of their voice. They're using as many bands as they can. So we've seen now in the last couple of years, Eero was the first to do it, E-E-R-O. And there, I should mention a sponsor, but there are many other companies, including Google. Linksys now makes some. They make these mesh solutions. And that really, that's a bad description of why these work. It's not the mesh. I assumed, first of all, they're very expensive. Typically, $300, you get three access points. You spent $40 on your Linksys Wi-Fi router. Now you're spending $300. You'd expect it to be a lot better. And what I always assumed is, there's just more of them, so it's shouting louder. You know, Wi-Fi always worked better when you were close to the access point, right? So put an access point everywhere. But it's more than that. It's much more sophisticated. Probably a lot of you have tried, as I have, before these mesh solutions came around, Wi-Fi extenders and power line networking and all sorts of ways to get Wi-Fi into distant rooms. There's a problem with Wi-Fi extenders and the wireless distribution system we've talked about. It cuts your bandwidth in half. And here's why. If you have satellites, you need to have a way to send and receive data from the satellite and the base station. They need to talk to each other in addition to you talking to the satellite, right? So the way they do that is by going into duplex mode. Half the time they're talking to you, half the time they're talking to the base station. That means your total bandwidth throughput is cut in half. So you can extend the network, but you cut your speed. There are a lot of other problems as well, because interference is still a problem and so forth. When they added new channels and new frequencies, they added particularly the 5 gigahertz frequency to Wi-Fi, and that started with 802.11n, I think, right? N was a big improvement because everybody who was on 2.4, you couldn't use it. Everybody was on it, not to mention that your microwave oven, your baby monitor, and your cell phone were also using 2.4 gigahertz, so it was a lot of interference. But the other problem that maybe we didn't understand fully was that 2.4 gigahertz travels through walls better. We thought that was a good thing. Well, it is if you only have one router. You need to get through walls and ceilings and floors because that one router has to talk to everywhere in the house. Well, the mesh systems now, we don't have to get through walls as well. So these mesh systems, they talk to each other perhaps on 2.4 gigahertz, but they talk to you on generally what will happen, and they do this transparently. You don't even know what's happening, is they'll transfer your conversation to 5. And the reason is you want Wi-Fi that doesn't get through walls. You want Wi-Fi that's local to you. You don't want to hear the neighbors. And the neighbors can be blasting your house at 2.4 gigahertz, but if they're using 5 gigahertz, the neighbors are also whispering. They're doing little local stuff, so they don't interfere with you. And so the idea is to get lots of little pools of Wi-Fi throughout your house, whispering. They don't interfere with your neighbors don't interfere with you. A great tool, highly recommended. Get it for your computer. If you have an Android phone, you can use it. There aren't any good ones on iOS because Apple doesn't let you access the Wi-Fi radios. But get a wireless or Wi-Fi analytic tool, a Wi-Fi analyzer. Very handy, because what it'll do is it'll show you graphically who's talking. And you'll see all your neighbors. You'll see what channels they're on. There are 11 Wi-Fi channels in each band. And there are at least three bands. There's two 5 gigahertz bands, and there's a 2.4 gigahertz band. You'll see who's on each of them. You'll see how much traffic there is. And you'll see why you want 5 gigahertz, because it's much quieter. And now I don't have to shout to be heard. And so now it's a lot more complicated than that. That's kind of the kindergarten version of this. But if you read Jim's article, Jim Salter, I put a link in the show notes. It's on Ars Technica. You could Google also why Wi-Fi kind of stinks, kind of sucks. That'll take you right to the article. It's a good read, particularly the second part, because the second part addresses this issue of why we're having trouble with Wi-Fi. It's popular, that's why. And everybody's shouting, because for a long time, the way the wireless access point manufacturers solved this is by turning up the volume. They've gotten smarter. And these new mesh systems, yes, they're more expensive, but they're smarter. They move you around. They'll put you on different bands. They'll put you on different channels. They'll in real time, shift you around transparently to you. It looks like you've got one network. Really, you've got a bunch of different networks, and they're going to choose the one that's right for that particular moment. I really think these make a big difference. Now, ideally, you'd have Ethernet into every part of your house. You wouldn't have to rely on wireless, but that's rarely available as an option. Even if you have Ethernet and you still want to use Wi-Fi, because you know you don't want to sit plugged into the wall. If you have Ethernet in more than one room, you're lucky, because all of these mesh systems will allow you to plug your Ethernet into them, and that's even better, because they don't need a wireless back channel. Now they use the wired internet. The wired LAN, the network, as the back channel, and it means they can whisper even more quietly. And it really makes a big difference. It's kind of impressive how we've solved this. So get yourself a Wi-Fi analyzer just as an educational tool, just to see. They're free. There's a lot of different ones. I use one called Wi-Fi Analyzer on the Android phone. It tells you a lot. It'll explain in a very simple graphical way why Wi-Fi is terrible.